Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of The Vibes Residency. Welcome back to another episode of TVR Podcast. My name is Oluwa Toby. You can call me Tobes, you can call me Toby or Oluwa Toby. But I'm the host of The Vibes Residency Podcast. And if it's your first time listening, you're welcome. We're so happy to have you here. We love you. If it's not your first time listening, I want to meet you and chill. Oh my goodness, I can't believe Podmas is coming to an end. Podmas. This is the 22nd day, guys. 22. Big 22. We have 3 more days left. And guess what? Guess what? Today is the final day where I told you the final lesson of the 21 lessons learned in the last 21 years. Are you not excited? Because I'm super excited. I'm super pumped. Like, today is the final day of the 21 lessons I've learned in the last 21 years. Well, they're quite a lot more lessons, but these are the ones that stood out to me the most. And I hope you've been able to learn a few things from my lessons or from the lessons I've learned. And if you haven't listened to the previous episodes, I mean, they're literally labeled lesson 1, lesson 2, lesson 3, down to lesson 21, all right? So, if you haven't listened to the previous episodes, go back. Pause this one that you're listening to right now. Go and listen to the other episode. Then you can come back. That's how you enjoy it. Forget. Anyways, I'm so excited. And I hope you guys are too. Okay, so the final lesson I've learned in the last 21 years, the final lesson, the most powerful lesson that I've learned, the most powerful lesson, I saved the best lesson for the last lesson, is God is the key. God is the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that is on period. And that is the truth. Like, there are so many times that I've needed answers. There's so many times I've struggled with so many things, and the only person that has come through for me has been God. Like, I have so many little testimonies, little miracles. I know that it's no man can take credit for. Like, you can't come and say, "Oh, it's because of me that kineko, you did this, you did." It's not possible. Like, my life is a living testimony. Like, I'm a living, breathing, walking, talking, moving miracle. And that is on period. No, but for real, God is the key. I know a lot of us suffer from self-doubt. A lot of us suffer from a lot of things. And even these days, the whole depression thing, the whole everything, like, the world we live in is dynamic. The world we live in is so choking. It's so, like, sometimes you feel like, damn, do I really fit into this place? Like, you feel like you're in your own world. You feel like there's this void that you can't fill. I promise you, my darling, God is the key. Like, he took that burden. He took, oh my goodness, he took the pain so that we can live. He took the pain so we can live painless, so we can be free. He took our burdens so that we can be free. If there's no greater love than that, the fact that somebody, a whole human being, do you know how many times he tested Jesus in the Bible? Do you know how many times? The guy could have changed it for everybody. He could have changed it for every single person, even when they were about to crucify him. He could have done that, but he chose not to, because he saw a future for you, a future for me. It's like, oh, my child, like, I want what is best for you. Have you noticed that there's sometimes that our parents will do something or say something, we won't understand it at that point, we won't get it. We're always, like, you know, saying, oh, maybe they don't like me, or is it that, what was the problem? Like, I don't know why my mom doesn't like me, or she's always against me. It's not like she's against, she just wants what is best for you. And it's not something that you understand now. It's something that you come to understand in the future. Like, I remember, like, my walk with God has been very, shaky. My walk with God has been very shaky, but I really give God all the glory that now it's so much better. Now I'm walking in the light of God. Like, I'm the salt of the earth. Namely, they add flavor to this world. People don't even understand. You don't understand. Without the flavor inside your food will be tasteless. She understand Cosmos. Anyways, to avoid this episode being long, I think I'm going to do another episode particularly on this topic, and I'm going to invite someone, a special guest, right? So if you enjoyed this episode, please go back and listen to the previous episodes. I'm pretty sure you enjoy them as well. We're currently doing the Podmas challenge. This signifies the last day of the 21 lessons learned, but we have 3 more days left to Podmas, and I can't wait for you guys to, hear what I have to offer you guys. Anyways, thank you so much for coming on this episode. If it's your first time listening, my darlings, go and listen to the other episodes. I mean, why not? Why won't you listen? Like, I want to understand why you don't want to listen to the other episodes. Anyways, I'm not violent in real life, but why don't you just listen? Thank you so much for coming. Don't forget to share, like, subscribe, follow us on all our social media platforms. We're on Instagram, we're on, not to say Facebook, we're not on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, and we're on TikTok. At the Vibe Residency or TVR Podcast. Thank you so much. I will see you guys tomorrow.